Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Illness, hormones, aging, stress, many things can have an impact on how much you weigh, but scientists have discovered that there are specific life events that are most likely to make us put on a few pounds. The professors, the researchers at the University of Cambridge found that these times are when exercise is likely to be at its lowest. Going to college.
Oh, the freshman 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really not a myth, is it?
Nope.
It may not be 15, but there is that.
It's a bunch.
Yeah.
And that's men and women.
Getting a job because you have less time to exercise.
Yeah, yeah.
And becoming a parent as well. All of these things help you, you know, give you less time to exercise.
Less time to yourself.
Yeah. Studies also found that people put on weight after leaving school. I guess that has to do with jobs as well.
Right.
Others found decreases in physical activity, starting employment. They say if all these life transitions are contributing to very small weight gains, overall, that becomes a problem. All these small weight gains put together
add up over the
turn
years.
Into right. big weight gains.
Right. How about traumatic injury?
That'll do it, too, because then you have less opportunity to exercise.
Did you gain any weight when you bust your leg? I forgot about that.
Oh, well, I lost a lot at first because I really didn't have an appetite.
Right, right.
Yeah, I was down quite a bit, but then I chunked up after that. I chunked up in a hurry.
Well, you couldn't move.
Well, you also wanted comfort food, too. You're already laid up. You want to eat something good to make you feel better.
Comfort vodka.
Oh, that's right.
More than anything else.
You also lost some weight because you were withering away on, you know, your whole left leg.
Your left leg was skinny.
Yeah,
you know? Right.
Well, there's no muscle mass there.
Your body uses up a lot of calories to heal. You know, so when you're in the healing process and not eating, you'll lose a lot of weight in a hurry.
Vodka.
But you certainly weren't doing your squats and keeping that left leg in all muscular and toned like it normally is.
And Puss was griping about that, by the way.
Was he?
Yeah.
He was
what?
Pissed.
You weren't keeping up. You know, it wasn't as toned as it used to be before the the pole incident.
I like the symmetry. It wasn't symmetrical at that.
Yeah, no, it's still
not. A little withered baby leg hanging over
it's
there.
It's still not. I have this issue, and according
you're afraid to show
the,
off your legs anymore. I notice it.
Tibial plateau fracture recovery page on Facebook.
That's a good, fun group.
A lot of other people have this problem too. When you're working out,
shrinking baby leg,
you don't get the soreness specifically in the quad.
Yeah.
Of the injured leg. Everything else when I work out, everything else gets sore except for the quad in my left leg.
Is there anybody ever kicked off that group for being too holier than thou or the other people?
I've never seen it.
I mean, like some guy's had busted his leg like 20 years ago and he's still on there telling people what to do.
No, that'll be me. I kind of like those guys because they give you the veteran point of view.
Got it.
Or the guy that just gets on and posts, get over it.
Yeah.
That'd be Tyler.
Is anybody faking the injury just to be there for the fun of of the group?
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think
group
so.
Group does sound like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. But I've heard a lot of theories about why the muscle doesn't get sore. I especially notice it when I'm skiing. At the end of a day of skiing, my right quad will be sore, but my left won't. So I'm going to go talk to a sports medicine guy about that.
Well, that's weird.
Tell me about it later.
Yeah, I've definitely had the gradual weight gain.
Oh, yeah.
You just gain 2-3 pounds a year for 20 years.
And then if you think you lose 2 pounds, you think you're, I lost a couple pounds. Well, you didn't lose that first 10 or 15 you gained, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still got
it
some work
suck,
to do.
It does suck, man.
Yeah.
Sucks.
15 years later, you got a B cup.
Fighting up. That's why Marilyn Manson's not wearing the corset with his boobs hanging out anymore.
You got to put on the trench coat.
Right.
Well, it's just one of the reasons.
Right. But Craig's got the best way to lose weight.
No, I don't.
No.
Throat cancer.
No.
Well, the most prolific way to lose it.
Well,
you don't want to do it that way.
You're not supposed to do it that way.
No, you're not.
It is advised
Not recommended.
You dropped 30 pounds on that.
I did.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah. They always say that, because you dropped 30 before that, you were trying to drop 30. So they always say your last 30 is the toughest to get off. You figured out how to do it.
Yeah, that was the easiest, actually.
Cancer.
Yeah, they're wrong about that.
Yeah, I know. They don't say it that way, but.
The last 30 are the toughest. That was the sentence that came out of your mouth.
I know. Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Are you, expanding your diet now? Can you eat some more stuff that you couldn't say a week and a half ago?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I can. I have been able to expand a little.
You look really good.
Oh, I'm a beautiful man.
I know that.
In any number of ways.
I know that. You get color back.
Yeah.
You know? You can swallow again.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
You're starting to hate everything.
Yeah, she's hating really... more things.
Yeah,
right. I like that. Means she's getting better.
Old Craig's coming back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was really hating.
We got rid of crying Craig from last year.
The Vikings before the playoff game.
Oh, you're totally hating on you then.
And it worked.
Right.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah. Guy named Zhu from China.
Zhu?
Sure. Okay. Z-H-U.
Zhu.
Had pre-existing coronary heart disease and high blood pressure, according to Oriental Daily. You'd think they'd call it Asian Daily, but they call it Oriental Daily.
Over there they're allowed to, I'm sure.
Yeah, the old man was suffering from constipation. He hadn't had any bowel movements for 3 days, decided to go to the toilet one night while he was sitting there.
Hang on, I got a sound effect for this, I think.
Do you?
I saw the headline. It's probably the story I'm thinking of, I'm sure.
All right. And so while the guy was sitting there on the turlet after not having any bowel movements for 3 days.
3 days?
3 days, suffering from constipation, guy sitting on the turlet suddenly became unconscious. He collapsed. He was rushed to the hospital where he was pronounced dead.
Man.
Doctors explained that the man had exerted excessive force.
By the way, you know, this scared me because, you know, I have a tendency to maybe push that last one out.
The man had exerted excessive force while he was sitting down there on the toilet. Doctors say that led to a cardiac arrest, which led to his untimely demise.
Pop a vessel or something?
Apparently, when people exert too much pressure, the body's internal pressure increases, which disrupts the nerves, causing heart rate and blood pressure to decrease. This leads to the lack of supply of blood to the heart, which causes cardiac arrest.
What a way to go.
So have some prune juice instead?
Yeah, a little Metamucil.
Man, he was really pushing.
Yeah, he was.
He obviously had some other issues. I think we'd all be dropping
dead. One assumes.
Right. Man, he's like Elvis. Died in the toilet.
He pushed his way into the great beyond. That's like way more than trying to bust a turd out.
Not die doing what he loved.
Right.
He died. Oh, you're right. He died doing what he loved.